AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. There's a verdict for the armorer on the set of the movie Rust, where Alec Baldwin shot and killed a crew member. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
Weapons supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed blew a kiss to a relative as she was led away after her conviction. A jury in Santa Fe, New Mexico, found her guilty in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in October 2021. Alec Baldwin was pointing a gun at Hutchins during a rehearsal when the gun went off. Prosecutors said Gutierrez-Reed unwittingly brought live ammunition onto the set and failed to maintain industry standards on gun safety. She faces up to 18 months in prison and a $5,000 fine at a sentencing date yet to be named. Baldwin will be tried for involuntary manslaughter in July. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The House has passed a package of spending bills that would avert a partial government shutdown by the end of the week. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A significant number of Republicans lined up against these bills. Speaker Mike Johnson says he is being realistic.
We're not going to get everything that we want. We want to cut spending. We want to limit the size and scope of the federal government. The reality right now is we have divided government. We have a two-vote majority, one of the smallest in history.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says Republicans aren't serious. To get anything done, there must be bipartisanship.
It has been our votes that have kept the lights on since September. We believe in governing. We believe that shutting the government down is a bad, terrible, awful idea.
Lawmakers are negotiating a second package of bills, including defense, that would have all federal agencies fully funded before a March 22nd deadline. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In an AP interview, Ligia Gualpa, executive director of the Workers' Justice Project, says food delivery workers make up the fabric of New York City, but the workers pay a price.
We can see this job in New York City, particularly, as one of the deadliest jobs in the city.
This is AP News. The United Nations says a record number of migrants died last year trying to find a better place to live. The UN Migration Agency says it totaled out to 8,565 migrants. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Thousands of the deaths were from drowning. It says the biggest increase in deaths last year was on the dangerous Mediterranean Sea crossing, where for years, huge numbers of Syrians, Afghans, and others have run toward Europe, trying to get away from conflicts. Overall, the biggest jump in deaths in recent years has been in Asia, where, for instance, Afghans have been fleeing to places like neighboring Iran. A record number of deaths also occurred in Africa last year, mostly in the Sahara Desert and along the sea route to the Canary Islands. A UN official says every one of these deaths is a terrible human tragedy that reverberates, he says, through families and communities for years to come.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.